Hey everybody, Shane Presley with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over there at the Dodd Zach building in the Grand Center area, right here in St. Louis, Missouri. They come by this Friday and every Friday, July 28th. They'll have new records in store from Alice Cooper, Arcade Fire, Iron Maiden, Rings of Saturn, and a whole lot more. Find a full listing of details and shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Also this year, Music Record Shop is the official record store of Lutefest 2017. So get involved, go on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and follow them along and figure out how you can win some free Lutefest tickets coming up. So get involved, support local, shop local. Check out musicrecordshop.com. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
What's up? This is Joshua from Joshua Powell and the Great Train Robbery from Indianapolis. And you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
We are now. Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today at Jake Mann's house. Well, thanks for having us over, man.
Hellhound, man.
Yeah, anytime, dude.
Yeah.
Anytime. Always welcome.
Yeah, and we brought along a special guest, returning guest of the show.
Second appearance.
Yeah.
Joshua Powell here from Indianapolis band Joshua Powell and the Great Train Robbery.
Yeah, man, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
This is very exciting stuff. As we just talked, pulled it up. It has been almost exactly 2 years, so that's pretty crazy. We got so you got a whole lot happening for yourself, but
indeed,
we're here today because we got a big party coming up on September 2nd at South Broadway Athletic Club. The Whiskey War Festival is back.
Yeah, we got Whiskey War Festival in its sixth year. Joshua Powell and the Great Train Robbery will be there, full band. Yeah, we're excited for it, man. We got flyers coming out soon.
Who else can you announce us up here?
Well, we can announce anybody we want. We got Daddy Longlegs coming in from Brooklyn. They are... Man, they're really good.
I just heard them yesterday for the first time, and I was blown away. They're super awesome.
Pulling up the old list here.
Yeah. Daddy Long Legs. Cattle.
We got Cattle from Canada. That's our first international band we've had on the fest, which I'm pretty stoked on. And being those guys, you know, they're rad as all hell. Great. We got Dracula, Lion's Daughter, Gorge, good, you know, some metal bands. We
saw
got
Gorge last night, they're awesome.
Yeah, man, everybody, you want me to list them all?
Sure, if you want.
Dude, Maximum Effort, Staghorn. We got Zachary Matthew Sloan, a.k.a. Zach Squatch. Strange Places, DiBiase, Redheaded Strangers, the fucking whole damn Sullivan family, Brother Lee and Those Leather Jackals, The River Kittens in Full, The Wilderness, Rick Steves, Elliot Pearson, he'll have a band there. He's one of my favorite like newer artists who's kind of like been singing around town and doing stuff. He's badass.
Sure.
Modern Gold, Town Cars, who I'm stoked on, and the Irish Exiles, who they got booked while we were in the back of the paddy wagon down there in St. Charles. So we met the dude who somehow was a fan of Whiskey War Festival and was in a band, and we booked him.
Yeah.
Cool dude, though. Irish music. Irish drinking music, so it'll fit the fest probably pretty damn good.
Yeah.
The Irish Exiles is his band, if I didn't say that. We got Four Hands Brewery sponsoring it. Those guys are rad as fuck. Yeah, we got Defiance Whiskey. They've been in the game, you know, with us for doing it. Always been cool as hell. We got Jim Beam this year, which is pretty rad. Stoked on that. And of course, Gaslight.
Yeah, man.
And that's pretty much the whole damn thing there.
Right.
We got henna tattoos. My mom booked some henna tattoos. Prices range from like $8 to $48 or something, which I'm pretty excited about that. That'll be cool. Get a henna tattoo at Whiskey Fest.
Hell
get
yeah.
WWF if you want to. Get wild. What else, man? It's kind of... you know, we're just going for the whole carnival, you know? It's all going to be there.
Well, you,
anything you can think of.
You got some other national acts, right?
Yeah.
That we,
Yeah, we do.
A couple of friends, touring, on the road and coming through town.
The All-Seeing Eyes, like, they're from Cincinnati, Ohio. They're fucking super rad, and Daddy Longlegs and Cattle... all super badass, like kind of just like blues rocky fucking gritty rad bands. Calliope, they're coming back from Milwaukee. Just that metal, man, is that like slow kind of groovy Doors-ish metal music. Magic Johnson coming in from Springfield, Missouri, been playing with those dudes for a while. Chris Black and the Eagles at Unemployment coming back from Paducah.
What a great name.
Yeah, dude, Chris Black just put out a double LP. You can send him on Facebook, find him, Chris Black, and message him your address and PayPal him $20 and he'll send it to you right to your door.
DIY.
Brother O' Brother from Indianapolis, Indiana. That's their first time on the fest.
Yeah,
I'm excited to have those guys there. They're wild if you know, they're going to do all kinds of stuff, really.
Sure. Dude, some rule.
Then we got OK Crawdad. That's our buddy Vic Shoulders. He is he's a badass dude. He just like has this band that he like decked out and fucking travels around the country and plays shows and busks and does artwork. And he did the mural with Jason like three years ago. They did a mural together, which was fucking really cool to watch that. But he'll be back playing his like one man band country stuff. It's like very impressive banjo work and like singing and like yodeling and stuff like that kind of country music.
Yeah, man,
really fucking awesome shit.
Yeah, I got introduced to quite a few of these acts at the release party.
Yeah,
that you guys threw over there at off Broadway.
Yeah,
a little while back.
There's one more band that I got to add on there. It's Shitstorm.
Oh,
super badass.
Great
local
band.
Punk rock.
Yeah. Great name too.
Matt Studler.
They played right before us at Whiskey Fest last year, so I got to see those guys play, and they were awesome.
Yeah, Matt has one of the coolest Whiskey Fest pictures where he's like, I feel like his like hands are just up and his like fangs are out, and he's like, it's a fucking the coolest shit, man. I'll have to post it somewhere.
Yeah. So again, all this is going down. The festival is going down on September 2nd, South Broadway Athletic Club again this year. So come on out. But before we get there, we do have another pre-party to get you warmed up. And you guys are doing your your pig roast again this year at Gaslight.
Yeah, so we're planning on having the August 12th would be the Whiskey Warfest pig roast at Gaslight. We're going to have food, you know, until it runs out, the pig. And bands playing up on the roof, which I think is going to be, like, way awesome. I'm super excited to play on the roof at Gaslight. And, yeah, the lineup for that is Manus Brothers, Bug Chaser, Dana Anderson, And Scrubs.
And Scrub, yeah.
Got Scrubs, MC Scrub. Scrub, MC Scrub.
he a little more, definitely more hip-hop, but man, I love watching him. Yeah. He's a lot of fun. He's been cranking out these, like, videos. Like, he did, like, called it Plastic Rock, and he took, like, all these, like, old classic rock tunes, and like one of them was, it was Aerosmith, but I think it was like Back in the Saddle or something, or you know, something like that. Forget what the instrumental was, but then like he did like 20 Aerosmith song titles like inside the rap and stuff. Nice. And like, so it was really cool. Like if you were paying attention, like if you could pick up on each one of the references and stuff. And mm-hmm. So I thought that was a really cool concept, or the collection that he put together.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun to watch for sure. Just did a Gaslight session, so all these
nice.
This was, I think it was cool with Dana Scrub.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a fun one to book because we were honestly planning on not even doing a barbecue and just kind of like we're hanging out, and like it all kind of came together, and so we just did it. So I think it's going to be tight.
Yeah.
Playing on the roof is going to be incredible. Yeah. Gaslight's cool as hell. We got Josh recording this record there tomorrow.
Yeah. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I was like, I was super excited that you were here for to record with us tonight and to get to catch up a little bit. But
yeah.
you said you're working on a full length and a EP?
Yeah, so it's been over 2 years since we put out any new music. We put out Alyosha. It's been just over 2 years now, which is a full-length record that our fans helped us make by a Kickstarter, you know. And we've been touring on it so heavily. We've played easily 300 shows, 400 to promote Alyosha in the last 2 years. But we release it by ourselves, and mostly just using our existing social media channels and a lot of DIY PR that I was dabbling with for the first time. But it had been enough time, you know, we played those songs so many times across the country, and I was getting the itch to create again, but it's very difficult for me to do that when we are in full travel mode, because as an introverted person, like, I need to have my own space to work and just kind of stretch my aesthetic legs. And that happened in September when I laid down some roots. I actually moved to Indianapolis long term, so I've had a space in which to really begin creating again. So we took off a few months at the beginning of the year from traveling as a band so I could write a new record, and I wrote a lot of songs. We spent the last 2 weeks now at the Varsity Recording Company in Anderson, Indiana, which is it's where I went to college. It's sort of my first home away from home. I grew up in Florida, but Anderson's the first place I moved, and it's real weird to be back there now, like so far out of college and living in a city now, to be back in the small town that shaped me in so many ways. But it just so happens that the producer who runs that studio was the first bass player in my band, and
very cool.
He cut our first record. That was also the first record he ever produced. His name is Jonathan Klass, and he and I had really been working in each other's lives creatively since we started. We've cut 3 records and 2 full lengths now, or 2 EPs and 3 full lengths now. And we spent the last 2 weeks doing the bulk of our 4th together. 3rd officially for you listeners. You can't find the first one, it's not very good. But yeah, this new record, it's like 11 tracks, and it's actually going to be sort of a blip on our timeline that is working as sort of like a rejuvenation of the brand. This is going to be the first time we put out a record, or I put out a record, that is just under my name. It's just going to be the first album by Joshua Powell. And that's not like an ego trip thing. The live band that plays with me is still called The Great Train Robbery. We have been Joshua Powell and The Great Train Robbery for like 5 years. But when I created that moniker, it was very much to denote like we are a folk band. And
This season for me has been one of self-actualization in a lot of ways, and one of those things that I feel like I've really been coming into for the first time has just been short of shedding the affectations of whatever I believed like some sonic niche required of me. Like, you can't be a folk band unless you have A, B, and C. Or you can't, you know, you're not really an indie rock band if X and Y. And I got to a point where I really stopped caring sonically, but also thematically and lyrically. I'm in a new season where I've sort of shed a lot of the filters of the things that I really believed that I wanted to say, that really needed to be said. The truest, most sincere distillation of whatever art I have in me to express. I finally lifted those layers of filtration on this new record, which is sort of the reason that I wanted to. It's the other thing about shedding the name is there's not really anything for me to hide behind anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just like, these are Joshua Powell songs, and
sure. That,
you know, Great Train Robbery, and it was folk, and now it's just like, I don't know what these songs are. I made them. It's what I wanted to hear, but like,
I think quite a few guys have been doing that, though, too. Like Jason Isbell, like, you know.
Jason Isbell was 400 unit.
Right,
Ryan
right.
Adams had the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Who did Sturgill have?
I think he's always been.
He had the... he's got a band, I'll think of it in a second. Sunday Bali, maybe.
There were a lot of those cats, though, that like sort of lead me towards that decision, because it was real weird, like... I definitely never meant to start out running or like promoting songs under my own name. It was just hard as hell to keep a band together.
Yeah.
And
a lot of those guys still have the same players. It's just
right
branding.
But
wise,
you know, like, when somebody asks you what band you play in, like, say at a bar, you're like, Joshua Powell and the Great Train Robbery. Like, that just took 3 seconds of your life. Like, that's a lot. It doesn't fit on any marquees. You're not going to remember it, especially if you've had a beer.
Sure.
And so, I think it'll just be weird. It's like, I'm in a band. Oh, what band? Joshua Powell. That's just my name again. That feels weird. But it's also just like, I don't know. I feel like it was the time to do that. It felt like the most natural progression.
Yeah. So you're working on the full length,
right?
There, and then
so. I don't know if you've heard of these cats, the Mannish Brothers.
They're
all right. they're my best and oldest friends from like getting out of our hometown and touring. Like, some of the first people I met on the road that really connected. And they've been funneling all their, these guys, like, as much as they're a band, they're just like promoters. Like, they go out of their way to give platform to the bands that they like, that they're friends with. And they've been channeling a lot of really awesome talent through the studios at Gaslight, whether it's through the sessions or just like recording there or whatever. So we were in town to play a show recently over our summer tour, and we stopped in there to get some beers and tacos, and there happened to be the Fighting Side was in the studio, and Dave yanked us in there, and we ended up, Adam Shuntich, my guitar player, and I ended up singing background, like, outlaw country vocals in the studio right after shaking hands with the band. It was hilarious. But Jake got me in, had the idea. It's funny because they've seen me play with so many different people over the years. Before a long time, they used to be like, you should just play solo. You shouldn't have a band. I finally got a band that was good enough to convince them otherwise. But
you got Adam.
Yeah. But, they kind of suggested that I come out and just, like, cut a solo EP of some kind. Well, after having put all the time into writing all these songs for the record, I have a bunch of other songs that we felt didn't match the timbre of the record or just didn't cut it for one reason or another. So I've spent every waking moment since I was in the studio reworking those other songs, and we're going to use this opportunity at Gaslight to share some of those songs, but we're going like really DIY. Jake and I are going to dub all the tape cassettes and do like a very limited release, because the full length, we are, fingers crossed, we're trying to partner with the label to release it and really push it. But, you know, that we're looking at, you know, it's about a year out probably still realistically, and there are people that have been really devoted friends of ours for years, and they haven't heard any new songs for the last 2 years.
So even though I've heard all 11 of the new tracks, you know, and can't wait to share them with people, by doing this release with the Manus Brothers in partnership with Gaslight Studios, it's going to give us an opportunity to create something that's special and that's limited, to share with the people that have like stuck it out with us, to stay relevant, to remind you that and you got a year away from new stuff. Don't forget, we're still here, we're still working, we're still making things. So I'm really excited for the opportunity to do that for our friends and fans, but also, I don't know, like, I was raised on punk, so the idea of hammering out a bunch of songs in the studio one day and then dubbing the tapes yourself and putting the inserts in yourself and limited release, like, that ethos of just like, we are doing it for you. You can see every step of the way, but it's, yeah. there's that sincerity of the artistic exchange is what got me into punk, and then it's what got me into folk, and then it's what got me into whatever I'm doing now, because mm-hmm. I just love the vulnerability that comes from sharing art with people.
I think, you know, in today's music and stuff, when things kind of got so kind of corporate for a while and different things, and but I think for me as a fan, and I'm sure a lot of people agree, but like the DIY effect and like just the like a kind of getting almost like a homemade kind of thing, yeah. The personal touches to a product, and all those little things like go such a long way with a fan, and like where, you know, even whatever it is, but just those little personal touches, like when you can tell somebody put time into creating this, you know, like let alone the lyrics and the music and everything, but yeah. The actual physical artwork that comes with it and everything else, like, you know, that all, like I said, that means a lot to me when I can hold that piece of art, and but at the end of the day, even, you know, whatever it is, but
yeah,
you know, not just going to download the MP3s off of iTunes and everything else, you know, it's like when you can have that physical product, is it's pretty cool. As far as like the songs on the EP to the album, are we gonna have, is there gonna be any crossover, or are gonna be completely different project, different songs? And
I first imagined doing a few like stripped down acoustic renditions of the songs from the full length, but there were enough songs I had written that I really felt that I wanted to share, and so no, there's not gonna be any crossover. Yeah. They're two completely separate records. The tapes, the full length will be 11 tracks, and we haven't announced anything about that yet. Right. But if you don't mind, Shane, I will use your podcast tonight to announce that the tape set is going to be called Astral Sister. It's going to be 6 tracks that are all definitely super new.
Yeah.
The LP, because we've had a lot of time in studio space, it's a lot more like actualized, developed full band sound. We were actually adding a member to our full band lineup so that we can create the sounds we want to, just in the sonic scope of the record, like we want to be able to actualize the record sounds for our live audiences. But the Astral Sister tape is going to be really stripped down because it's just me. We don't have a full permanent lineup right now, mm-hmm. So I just rode out here and crashed with Jake this week, and we're having good times in St. Louis. But
yeah.
Tomorrow will be the tape day, and it's sort of, I think the tape is a sonic transition and preview, because there aren't going to be as many layers. They're not going to be as like compositionally dense. But it will be, there will be timbral notes of a preview, because at the core, at the end of the day, like, I'm a guitar player and I'm a lyricist, and I'm not a great guitar player, but it is where I'm comfortable as a songwriter. So there's always going to be that element to my music where it's like, here is another long-haired white guy with an acoustic guitar. Like, he sings about feelings. You know, like that, there are certain things that you can't get away from the trope. But the tape is also introducing... We have done, even since Alyosha, we sort of did a rebrand from a more traditional Americana roots rock band to more like a textural psychedelic folk band. This record is another step in that direction. Both the the full length and the tape are introducing a lot more elements of psychedelia and also heavy like dream pop influence. So the tape is going to be, you're still going to have me singing and playing acoustic guitar, but there's going to be synthesizers and drum machines, and it's going to be lo-fi, bedroomy.
Cool, man.
Stony, good feeling music.
And so the full length, you say, maybe still over a year, but when do you foresee the tape coming out then?
I'll probably put the tape out before the end of the year.
Yeah,
we will be done with the record this week.
Pretty soon.
I'll come back into town with Jake to dub everything, print the art and all that, but things are going to move with that pretty quickly, so
yeah.
I'm not planning to do like a huge PR ramp up to it, because again, it's like
it's going to be huge.
Well, it's like, I don't know, the with the rebrand on the LP, we're hoping to reach a lot of new audiences. We're hoping to find some platforms online that are going to have some weight behind their name to put behind our name, because we put so much freaking time and work and money into it.
Sure.
But this record is like, this is an opportunity for me to just like continue to be creative, direct to the people that already give a shit about me and what I do.
Right.
You know, because we have been touring full time for like 5 years, and in that time made so many incredible relationships and seen so like a million awesome people that I will never even remember because I was just in town for the one night, you know. But this is sort of just like an opportunity for us to hopefully reconnect with people and just be like, look, thank you, here's some more songs, we hope you keep listening, you know.
Very cool, man. But you if you don't know Joshua Powell yet, you can come hear these songs and get to meet him at Whiskey War Festival. Mm-hmm. Like I said, he'll be there along with a whole ton of other people. It's gonna be a wild weekend, man.
It shows a dream every time.
Yeah,
man, it feels like it.
That's the second. Is there? You feel like you've learned anything over the 5 years, I guess, doing it? Something different this year?
You know, you just learn how it gets done, and you just keep doing it that way.
Right.
And then keep on trying to make it better. It's pretty much... Yeah, I mean, as far as this year, it's going to be magical.
How's that work there, too? Is that like three stages, four stages?
Yeah, we have four stages. Two indoor, two outdoor. We got like our main stage is going to be like our biggest stage. A little side stage kind of in the inside and the outside. A food all day long. We got like 10 different vendors. Well, we'll be selling art by a lot of different artists. Jason Spencer, who does all of our flyer art every year.
He's so good.
Does a badass mural every single year and like has prints for sale, has t-shirts for sale. Of his stuff.
Killer Napkins.
Killer Napkins, yeah.
Yeah,
he's in.
Check him out.
He's been doing all kinds of the PBR and...
He painted Oyster Bar, didn't he?
Yeah, he painted Oyster Bar. He's done like two on Atomic now, I think.
His art hanging in my house. I have a Virgin Mary, but it's an alien face instead of Virgin Mary. It's awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah,
everyone who comes to my house is totally creeped out by it, and I love it.
Shit's legit.
Yeah, man,
for sure.
That sounds like a whole lot of fun. And we can we got tickets available yet, or
tickets should be available soon.
Yeah, all that's coming out soon.
Yeah, we're gonna be updating the website and all that with tickets and the full poster lineup in the next, you know, as soon as possible.
Yeah, probably by the time this drops or something, probably be all out there ready to roll.
You're looking at it. Probably got it in your hand right now.
Yeah. And so this and again August 12th will be that pig roast we mentioned, so if you want to come eat some tasty hog and listen to some good tunes.
Yeah, August 12th. September 2nd is the Big Dog Whiskey War Festival, year 6. Man, we got 28 bands this year.
Yeah,
that's a lot of bands. One to one. My dad is going to do the national anthem at the very beginning of the day. He has done it every single year. My dad, every single year, does the national anthem at the beginning of the day. So,
yeah.
Hello, and the lineup is absolutely incredible from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. It's like absurd. So,
for sure.
You know, if you hate America, then maybe. But if you hate it or love it, come and watch my dad do the national anthem. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, he's the coolest, man. I love hanging with him at all your guys' shows and seeing him supporting all of our friends around town and stuff.
Yeah, our parents are amazing, man.
Yeah.
They're great.
They're cool people, man. I'm glad that, it's really cool to see, because, some parents get out and support the early days.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and kind of fizzle out after a while. You know, like, yeah, okay, you can do your thing. We support you. We believe in you. You know, we're not going to come out. But they're at every one of the shows, and they're dancing and singing and having a good time
time.
Man. And like I said, not just your shows. They come out to all of our friends' shows.
Yeah, they know more about what's going on than we do half the time.
Right. So it's I love seeing that, though. It's such a cool thing. But yeah, so whole lot happening, and keep an eye out. Follow Joshua Powell and the Great Train Robbery online.
Yeah,
and then follow Whiskey War Festival online on your.
Yeah, we'll be posting on Whiskey War Fest, and we'll be releasing some stuff on this cassette here as well. Whenever that's finished up.
So my brother's doing a cassette too.
No, Josh's
cassette.
Josh's cassette.
Yeah. Just clarifying. So I was like, but at, because, you guys just dropped that record, man. It's a killer record, man.
Dude, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
I love that album.
Yeah, we're working on the new album right now, so.
Nice.
Hopefully that'll be out soon as well.
Yeah, and if anybody that went to the Manus Brothers record release party and picked up a copy of the vinyl, and you saw, all the different crazy collections of different colors and everything else. Brother O' Brother.
Brother O' Brother, Romanus Records does...
they do all that stuff, right?
All those customs, all those cool customs with the shit in them.
So you're a vinyl fan. I'm sure those are going to be a bunch of cool records to...
Dude, yeah, man. I need to talk to Chris about having a... There might be a Romanus, like... record store there.
Yeah, that'd be
sweet. Try and get as many of his things as he's got.
That would be awesome.
Isn't Cattle on there too?
Man, they better be.
Do they do one?
They haven't yet.
No,
they should.
I thought it was something maybe. But
I've already asked Chris about that. This is I'll show him with this video clip too, or this audio clip.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun. But get up. Support both these guys.
Get up and get out.
Doing cool stuff in this town.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of things happening. Get involved. Support music. Support local music. Support all kinds of live local music. But yeah, thanks, guys.
Rock Paper Podcast. Hardly Rock Nowhere Podcast.
Reggae ear horns.
Actually, I have the app on my phone. It's super... helpful for just like all types of everyday interactions. You can just say something really dumb and then be like,
really,
really punctuated.
If the dog was in here, dude, he'd be dead.
Alright, this is a new song from the Astral Sister tape called Fated Destroyer. Garden is right. smelled like cigarettes and rose water. In this post-connection climax, you're asking what my sign is. When I tell you that's not science, you get out of bed. Outside the city in the slabs, filled every prayer that was ever prayed on my behalf and said my own. Don't give up on me. I was out on tour for 40 years or more, is how it felt. My friends were better sports as I tried to cram the Lord into their throats. Doing right by my employer or becoming the destroyer. Mother sits embroidering her scripture.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.
How'd you guys think that went? Did we miss anything?
I think we got
everything. Did I sound like an idiot?
I mean,
I feel like I was just...
I feel like I got on a...
nervous.
I got on like a run where I just talked for like
40
minutes.
I got one of those runs where it's like my... like eyes went to the back of my head and I'm just like possessed and like no, like
Shane would remind me that there was a whole room full of people and other things here. Every once in a while, he'd be like, "Yeah," and I'd be like, "Oh, that's right. I've been like rambling for 10 minutes."
Yeah,
I'm just gonna leave all this in there though. Oh, is it still on?
That's good. I like that. I like when you hear the behind scenes.
Yeah, you can. You can do bloopers.